Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Saw the report that the Rangers are aggressively pursuing Josh Donaldson. We'll take that with a grain of salt for right now. But also, you know, the idea that they might get Zach Wheeler. I'm in on that, Kevin. That's potential for the Rangers to add a quality pitcher. Will Mike Minor be on your opening day roster? That's a big question there, too. But is it going to matter if everybody's cheating in baseball? If everybody's cheating, Kevin, will we have the better cheaters?
If everybody's cheating, does that mean nobody is cheating?
AJ Hinch has been attributed with devising the elaborate scheme along with Carlos Beltran and Alex Cora. And they played a key role in devising this sign-stealing system.
So we know the Mets are going to be cheating.
In 2017, Beltran had ended his playing career in 17 with the Astros. Cora was Hinch's bench coach that year before he was hired by the Red Sox in 18. And they said that there was a camera that was connected out in the outfield that was wired to a TV and that was steps away from the dugout. And if they figured out what was going on with fastball, curveball, if they saw fastball, they would hit a trash can. And it sounded a little like this. This is the John Boy audio?
Yeah, this is John Boy on Twitter. And it kind of explains, you know, if he was throwing a fastball, there would be no sound. And then if it was a changeup, they would hit something with like a bat.
Fastball, no bang at all. Takes it. Next pitch. There's the changeup. Bang, bang, takes it. It's like, wait, what? What's going on here? Fastball outside. So quick, two signs. Geared up for the fastball, fouls it off. Next pitch, change up. Bang, bang. That sequence is so upsetting. There's no way that is done without technology.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's that shot of Springer hitting a bomb, and he looked like you could tell he looked like he knew what was coming on that. So that you have an idea of what's coming on each pitch, you're gonna be better. You're gonna be strong. Are you okay with guys cheating?
No.
All right. So you're like totally against trying to get an edge in this situation.
Well, and I think. But that's the thing. I think an edge is different than flat out cheating. There are some things that Belichick obviously jumps right to mind is somebody who takes advantage of the rule book.
And
then there are other times where he flat out does cheat. I don't approve of cheating, but finding a way to take advantage of the rule book if things aren't prohibited, I think that's okay.
Here's some suggestions from the 469. Just give them headsets and ditch the antiquated hand signals. It's 2019. From the 817, I can certify that Rougned Odor would be the league MVP if he knew which pitch was coming. Yeah. Oh, they're throwing fastball? I'm not going to miss on this curveball inside? All right, everything's going to be fine. Well, you know who Russo is, right? He was Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
All right, he went on a bit of a rant. But
is he the one who yelled about it's not Forrest Gregg?
Yes, he was the one that said it's not Forrest Gregg, which I think it was Forrest Gregg, actually. But he went on a little
it's
bit of a
Jerry
rant.
It's not Jerry Kramer, that's right.
No, it's not Jerry Kramer, and he said that the players should be ashamed. No, not Jerry Seinfeld either.
Oh.
He said the players should be ashamed.
And I'll tell you something, if you're a player, you know, you should be disgraced yourself if you need to know what pitch is coming to be successful in the big leagues. That's another aspect of this which is disturbing. I wouldn't want to win that way if I was a... I didn't want to win that way. Let me beat you straight up. I get the sign from the guy who got the double. He's on second base. That's one thing. I got to rely on some $22,000 a year guy in the outfield looking at some asinine center field camera and some weird contraption and some weird messaging so I can find out if it's a curveball or a fastball. Really? I should quit if I'm not bad, if I need that. Find something else with my life. My God. Down in the Astros. I'm down in all these teams that do this garbage. Ruining the sport. And it's about time, baseball. This has been going on for a long time, and baseball's done nothing. Let me get this straight. Rosenthal found out from Fires and MLB did not? That's a joke. That's a joke. Get going, Rob, now.
So he's talking to Rob Manfred.
He's got a reputation of being a hothead.
but why?
What?
Why? Why do they have to leave? Because they're still going to make $100 million? Like, think about it. Mark McGwire, he is a cheater. Rafael Palmeiro, he's a cheater. Barry Bonds, Ryan Braun.
Ty Cobb.
Not Ty Cobb.
That's a joke!
Roger Clemens, they're all cheaters. And what happened? They made millions and millions of dollars and they got to stay in baseball. Like, I understand what he's saying. Me personally, I wouldn't want to roll like that. But what is the repercussion of that? Oh, no, they didn't make the Hall of Fame yet, but they made tens and tens and hundreds of millions of dollars along the way. Why? Because they cheated. So, I mean, the Houston Astros, they absolutely 100% cheated. What's going to happen? Nothing. They won the World Series. Oh, okay, what are you going to do? You can take away their entirety of their 2020 draft, and let's say you take away all their 2020 draft and fine them $20 million worth it. If I was the Rangers, I would do that in a heartbeat. If it meant, and I guarantee you all of the Astros fans are, not all of them, most of them are fine with it. Hey, my team cheated, and they're eventually going to be punished, but that's not going to change your memories of the 2017 season and how magical it was, I'm sure, for them to win the World Series. That's the issue I have with that. There's not really any tough punishment for this. If you really want to punish them, okay, all of Major League Baseball, that you cheated the game. Guess what, Astros? You're shut down in 2020. There's a punishment. There will be no Astros season in 2020. We will go ahead and pay the players their contract, or the Astros will pay them all of that money. Think about that. The Astros are prevented from holding a season, making any money, but they still have to make all of, they have to pay all that money, and those players will be allowed to be dispersed to another team for a year. How that happens, I'm not entirely sure, because I just came up with this idea. That's a punishment. You shut that franchise down for a year. That'll make an impact. But what's really going to happen? Oh, no, they're going to interview all these people, and they're going to be like, you shouldn't have done that. We're going to fine you, and it's going to be a ridiculous fine that means nothing versus winning the World Series. And what's that going to do? Nothing.
Baseball has a history of cheating.
Yes.
It does. And then you say steroids, 8 men out.
Sure.
Pete Rose.
Sure.
And that wasn't even cheating the game,
yeah,
he claims.
Pete Rose says he bet on his own team. How is this not worse than that? The 1919 Black Sox. Some of those people still aren't in the Hall of Fame when they should have because of something that happened 90 years ago that people dispute for the record. A lot of people dispute whether or not Shoeless Joe Jackson actually had anything to do with that. But guess what? Banned. So the Astros, nobody disputes this happened. And what's going to happen? We're going to fine you $20 million. Who cares?
Yeah.
I would care.
And that's the thing is, like, these guys are trying to find an advantage. They found a system they thought worked. And then somebody told about it. Justin Verlander, somebody tweeted or texted this in, 877-881-1053, the Autoflex Leasing fan text. They said that Justin Verlander was the one complaining about all the juiced balls. You remember they were talking about the baseballs are different. There's a problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, us pitchers are suffering because of it. And we're not going to get as much money as we deserve whenever free agency comes around because these guys are hitting home runs all the time.
Which is really fascinating coming from Justin Verlander, somebody whose rumors have been swirling around him for several years since he magically got better as he got older.
I question, though, if it's that the ball was different, Kevin, or if more teams were doing this around the league.
Could be.
Because there were more home runs hit this year than there have ever been, and it was a vast difference. You go look at the splits for, like, Correa and Altuve. Go look at their road-home splits. It was ridiculous. On the road, they were awful. And at home, they were fantastic. Now, obviously, they have a different field and everything, but they were really good hitters at home. And it's a massive difference. But you know what? I don't care. I don't care. The game itself took a dip. I mean, it really has taken a dip because there are a lot of teams that weren't trying to compete out there. This is a team that was trying to compete. They were trying to win. I like it. At least you're not. There were 10 teams this year that lost like 100 games. It was ridiculous. Let me find the number on this real quick.
I go back to thoughts about like the Stars.
10 lost 90. five lost 100.
Jeez.
Baseball was not competitive this year. The result was a 1.6% decline in attendance for the entire league. That's not good.
You go back to the 99 Stars, people will say, well, Brett Hull's foot was in the crease. That goal shouldn't have counted. Cool story. Does that take away from my enjoyment of them winning the Stanley Cup? Not for one second. In 1994, the San Francisco 49ers obviously should have got flagged for pass interference against Michael Irvin.
Oh, yeah, but I should have asked him about that yesterday.
But it wasn't called. Did that change their enjoyment of the Super Bowl? Probably not. I would much prefer that my team wins it straight away. But to Russo's point about you should quit the league, why? There are no repercussions of any actual magnitude against these players. You'll get slapped on the wrist and you'll be shamed. But even with Bonds and Clemens, they have inched closer to making it to the Hall of Fame. And a lot of people think they'll eventually make the Hall of Fame anyway. So what is going to be the repercussions for them? They made all the money. Barry Bonds is the home run king, I guess.
He is.
And they'll eventually probably make the Hall of Fame.
He needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
So what was the repercussions for them? Nothing. So for people who are like, well, you shouldn't cheat because cheating is wrong. I agree. But for the people who are like, you should get out of the game if you have to cheat. Well, why? Because there are no negative outcomes for a lot of these players.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.